Raven Simone making a comeback for Disney. Amy Schumer has her version of Formation. And Trick Daddy's comments about Black women. All this and more coming up next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live next.
Hey, happy Friday. Welcome back.
I know, it's been so long.
Too long.
Welcome back, everyone. We're in a 50 Cent type of mood right
yes,
now.
Yes, you wanted to do old school Flashback
yes,
Friday.
It's Flashback Friday. It's only right, right?
Yes. Going into Halloween weekend.
Yes. So welcome back, everyone, to Black Hollywood Lives Next, where we focus on what's next in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA. And to my left, my lovely co-host.
Oh, thank you, my love. You're beautiful, too. You can follow me. I'm Michelle Madison. Follow me on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV and also Twitter. I keep forgetting that. Twitter, MICH_MadisonTV.
And remember to follow everything Black Hollywood Live at blackhollywoodlive.com and our Twitter and Instagram handle at BHLOnline.
And don't forget to hashtag BHLNext in any of our conversations before the show, in the middle of the show, after the show. The conversation never stops,
yes,
right?
Yes, and comment, like our pictures, talk to us. We love to interact with you guys because we're fun. We're a fun group.
And we like to hear what you want us to talk about.
Definitely. So let's just start off with my girl, Raven Simone.
Oh, that's so Raven.
So Raven Simone is starting to produce a spinoff to That's So Raven.
Executive producer.
Excuse me.
You know.
She's leaving The View in December. She announced this Thursday. Mm-hmm. And she wants to, you know, create this new, well, have this new project. So in the show, the title isn't, they haven't released the title yet. Mm-hmm. But Raven is going to be playing a divorced mother of two preteen kids, and one of them inherited her sense of seeing the future.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's going to be pretty interesting. I mean, more power to you, Raven. Oh, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I didn't watch That's So Raven. I knew about it.
You didn't watch That's So Raven?
I was in and out of the Disney Channel, because technically I was not the Disney Channel's demographic. I'm more of a Scooby-Doo kind of girl. Don't judge me. I still watch cartoons. But I'm going to probably get kicked out of the Black delegation by the Black delegation for this. I actually loved Raven Simone on The View, with the exception of her. She's from every country but Africa. And Africa, FYI, is a continent. But comment.
Bless her heart on
yes,
that one.
Bless her heart. She's not the only one that probably thinks that. But in any event, I think that she did bring a lot of great things to the table. I know a lot of people didn't feel that way, but I really do believe that she did. I am apprehensive as to that's the reason why she's leaving The View. Because she said she was doing a spinoff. Like you said, they don't have a title, but she's calling it That's So Raven 2. I don't know.
I think there was more to it. I don't think that's the only reason why she's leaving The View.
Mm-hmm.
There's it might be something else to it. I mean, I know she was kind of coming in and out of the show most recently, like, and she wasn't showing up a lot.
She made the comment that, you know, the only reason why you see her so much less is because she's been working on this show, mm-hmm. and she's been so hands-on. And apparently they're going to do a national casting, because she's saying that they want to get new talent in to kind of merge with some of the seasoned vets to see, you know, what happens. But I was just, you know, paying attention to the chemistry. But then again, I was wrong about Kelly and Michael. That totally, like, I felt like I personally broke up. Because to this day, I couldn't even tell that there was anything tension-wise going
Not
on behind
all.
The scenes. But I was watching everyone's kind of reaction to Raven as she was sharing this news. And Candace Cameron, I know, gave her a high five. They're both, you know, child stars. So they kind of have that bond. But I didn't really get... I don't know. It just didn't feel like people were just like, you know,
we were
waiting for this moment. And, she, you know, they didn't, you know,
yes.
like, oh, girl, yeah,
yes.
we know. It was just like...
Oh, bye.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. I just feel like it was interesting that she said she's leaving so she can executive produce That's So Raven.
She's going to start a new show.
Yes, but it's That's So Raven spinoff. And I actually love the show.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it. I like Raven Simone since she was on Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, seeing her at Disney, I liked it, so... I don't know. It's interesting to see what she does. I think that there's more to it. Like, we both kind of agree to this.
Yeah. So
something else is going to happen. Raven has something else up her sleeve.
Yes. We'll see who's going to be sitting in that chair. I like the rotating co-host thing that they've been doing. I'm trying to see who I could see, because I was kind of disappointed. Well, Tamar has her own show coming out with Steve Harvey, but I mean, she'll be fun, I think, to guest co-host and to lead into her show would be a great publicity. I was kind of, you know, sad when Rosie left, both Rosies. I don't know who I want to see. I actually think I may actually want to see a guy, and if it's a guy, I'd love it to be what's his name, that has a reality show, and he was recently on Wendy Williams, the preacher guy. Oh my gosh, I can't remember his name. But he, the shade. Oh, Christy. Think something Christy.
They need, like, some sort of,
I think, a guy. Spice. Yeah, I think a guy would be fun in there. And he's like, yeah. And I think he's a minister, so. Oh. But he has a show, Growing Up Christy, or Christy
Knows Best. I know who you're talking about, and I...
Something to that effect. But watch him on Wendy Williams, where he talks about his issue with, what's her name? Why can't I think today? Nancy Grace. Oh, he was everything to me.
Definitely.
So I want to see him on The View.
Yeah. I mean, I think I know exactly who you're talking about, but okay, I can't think of his name. But,
and
yeah,
my apologies, that was no shade. I really don't remember. I don't watch the show, but I know of him.
No shade. Yeah. So let's see what's going on in December after that. But moving on, Netflix releases a teaser for Barry, Barack Obama's biopic. Oh. We actually have a clip for you.
Let's see it.
Yay. So that looks pretty interesting.
Yeah.
So this one is actually going to cover Barack Obama's college years at Columbia University. Mm. And what's interesting about this is Barack Obama, the person that plays Barack Obama, is Devon Terrell. Sorry if I'm saying your name
right, sir. Devon Terrell.
And it's his acting debut.
Oh, so good.
I'm interested to see this guy do his thing.
Yeah, you know? And I hope this is a breakthrough performance for him. Maybe we can have him on the show.
Yes, definitely. If you're listening,
yeah, we gotta find his publicist. Definitely. But yeah, I feel like Barack is probably the one president in office that's had like movies made about him while he's still in office. Mm-hmm. This is like maybe the second or third.
Because we're gonna miss them.
Yeah.
We're gonna miss them.
Yeah, yeah. But I would love to see Barry, my bad, Mr. President, Barry in his college years, because he was about it. Because I think he kind of like puff, give too, right?
Right, what's his name?
Well, Clint inhaled.
They caught, I think it was Malia Obama, where she needs some new friends when she caught her, you know.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I'm with that situation. I'm surprised that they don't have her, like, you know. She seems like she's the one that's more like
the rebel.
Not necessarily a rebel, but she's the one that's more, what's the word I'm looking for, naive a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Sasha's probably the, even though she's the younger one, she's like the little woman. Because she has an internship that she was doing over the summer, yes. Right? And she just seems more like...
I think Malia needs to find new friends, because whoever she was around, I think there was another video and she was in an intimate party, mm-hmm. and that was shared. So I don't know. Malia, girl, you need to find some new friends.
Yeah, Malia.
But yeah, so Barry coming out December 16th. On Netflix, that will be out soon, and also it's co-starring Ashley Judd, Jenna Elfman, and what, and much more. It's directed by Vikram Gandhi. Sorry if I messed up.
Oh, I totally would have butchered that. So kudos to you, because yes, I don't know.
Yeah. It's coming out soon. So let's move on to Next or Nah.
Next or Nah. We're talking Amy Schumer and Trick Daddy, who've been in the news. Seems like black women have been under the attack this week. Or have they? Or have us, I should say. You know, you let us know on BHL, hashtag BHL next. But we're going to look at a clip from Amy Schumer's, she said it's not a parody, but her inspiration from Formation.
Y'all haters corny with that Illuminati mess. Paparazzi, catch my fly and my cocky fresh. I'm so reckless when I rock my Givenchy dress. I'm so possessive, so I rock his rock necklaces. My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama. I'm a baby.
Wanda.
Yes, Wanda Sykes. So, first and foremost,
Goldie
Hawn. I have to say that. At first, I wasn't sure if it was her, but then I looked and I said, that is Goldie Hawn, right?
You have to pause it and then really look into it, and then you'll know that it's Goldie, because I didn't recognize her at all.
Yeah, but I actually liked Goldie Hawn, you know, beating Formation. But our topic at hand is, does Amy Schumer, should her next video be an apology to black women because of this? So she released this Formation, it's not a parody, she says, this homage to Formation that's supposed to be reflective of women in general, and it was released on Tidal, so a lot of people are assuming that it was approved by Beyonce and Jay-Z, because Tidal is Jay-Z's only platform. Yes. And she is not apologizing. She said she's sorry if anyone, you know, basically took offense to it, but she's not sorry for what she did. So one of those learning moments. I love Amy Schumer. I love that she's outspoken. She's been outspoken about politics and sexism as a woman in comedy. At first, I was like, I didn't see an issue with the video, because she kept the lyrics. She didn't change any of the lyrics. I thought it was just supposed to be like, you know, some trailer park trash version to Formation. I wasn't sure. A country version something.
Yeah.
But she kept the lyrics, and I... when I reflected on it a little bit longer, I think she's not understanding what Formation means specifically for black women, because given that Beyonce is basically coming all out and just telling you how it is, how we feel, what we go through. She did it during Super Bowl in a very Black Panther-ish inspired outfit, which was like mind blowing. I think some people's heads probably like, you know, burst open. But the video, it's so close to home for black women. It's like seen as like our anthem, because we're singing, you know, all the struggles that we go through and saying, yeah, we don't care. Yeah, we have Negro nose. We have, you know, Afro hair. You know, you can make fun of us. We love who we are. And that's what this song represents. So I don't think Amy Schumer totally gets that. And if Beyonce and Jay-Z did co-sign for it, I don't know if they had the conversation with her to explain, you know, why the song is so held so deeply to people. And it's kind of like seen as, you know, like blasphemy to have, you know, to do this. Maybe if she had reference, like, because she keeps everything, like the Negro nose, you know, the hair situation, if she said something in relation to, as a white woman, you know, how, you know, I don't know, I guess how, you know, how as a society, how we put down black women, you know, to these white standards, but no, let's bring everyone's beauty together. And maybe she did something like that, which would include her having a writer to kind of change the lyrics. I don't know. But I don't think she gets it in that respect. I don't think Amy Schumer meant any harm by it. But at the same token, Amy Schumer, it's one of those situations where you just, it's, you know, like Justin Timberlake, you know, he just didn't know any better with certain things, you know, just, you know, leave it alone.
Yeah, I think with comedians in general, you have to be careful. You got to be mindful about what you're actually joking about and what, you know, you're bringing up. I do agree with you on the fact that Amy Schumer just probably had no idea the real reason of this song.
Mm-hmm.
Had she sat down with Beyonce before, we won't know. But I think that if she did, this wouldn't really... I don't think it would be different. Mm-hmm. And it was interesting for me to see that there wasn't many black women in. It was just Wanda.
Well, it's two. It's Wanda and it's another, I think, young comedian. She's on a show. I can't remember her name, but I know her face. It's two of them. It's count. There's two of them.
Yeah.
If it's supposed to be an inspiration, and I don't know, as a chain gang, the women, if they were supposed to be Native Americans...
Oh, it was Native Americans, yes.
They were? Yeah, kind of in poor taste, because it felt like they were, like, slaves. So...
It was kind of weird.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there were any Latinas in it. No. I think there may have been an Asian person. I didn't see any Middle Eastern women. So if it's supposed to be a coming together of women, reflective of women the entire globe, then it needed more diversity, because it still plays as if it was a mainstream song by a mainstream artist and we could count the amount of minorities in the video.
Right.
So it kind of didn't work out, Amy. So
Amy,
on this one, I have to...
Got some explaining to do. Got some explaining to do, girl.
Yeah, I'm sorry, boo-boo. Sorry, boo-boo kitty, but I love you, but we're going to have to educate you a little bit more. So in our other next or nah, should rapper Trick Daddy's next career move also be to apologize to black women. I don't know if you have been on social media, but he set social media ablaze earlier in the week with his Instagram post. We about to play it like to hear it. Here it goes.
Gosh.
They done start getting finer than a motherfucker. Y'all black hoes better tighten up.
Sorry about the warning.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it has profanity.
Tighten up. Y'all doing all that extra shit for nothing. You're not achieving nothing, bitch. You get your ass done, your titties done, and you're paying $150 to get your makeup done just to go to a motherfucker, a local club, bitch. Tighten up, ho. These Spanish and these white hoes is getting very spiffy on y'all. They fuck around and learn how to fry chicken. You all is useless.
Woo, Trick Daddy.
So there is so much in that. As a fellow Miamian myself, Trick Daddy is, you know, a staple for us. You know, he had a couple songs that we like. You see him, you know, out and about in the neighborhood. Oh, Trick.
That
someone
was too
who
much.
Comes from a black woman and has, I believe, has daughters. So much. Okay, first and foremost, referring to women in general as
hoes.
Okay, you said it, and the B word. I understand in the ignorant world, this is what we use to refer to certain types, but it's now basically, you know, like, makes it just refers to all women in general. Mm-hmm. And to basically minimize black women to tits and ass and frying chicken, we do a little bit more than that. And if you're not sure, you may want to look at the First Lady of the United States of America twice. She's a black woman. And not to mention the woman's womb that you came from was a black woman. So I'm sure she did more than fried chicken.
And
breastfeed you if she did, because maybe she didn't breastfeed you long enough and that's why you have issues. I don't know.
It was just ignorant. Like,
it's pure ignorance. You're talking about women, I guess some women who are just basically
all
superficial.
I think somebody just pissed him off. Mm-hmm. And he felt the need to come to Instagram or Twitter and social media and share his thoughts. But that was just so...
It was disgusting.
And terrible
it was
for disgusting. You to say.
And in the midst of that, I don't know if you realize, Trick, you're talking about people who've getting cosmetic surgery to emulate the form of black women. Okay. You can't get rid of the blueprint, boo. That's like getting rid of the sun because you got electricity. It doesn't happen.
And is he still
and
relevant?
We're all, ooh, look at you, shade.
Sorry, Chick, but come
and
on, man. You can't all disrespect women, all women like that.
All women, black, white, Latina, Hispanic,
yellow,
Asian, Middle Eastern,
green,
from places we don't know about yet. All women, we're all beautiful in all shapes and sizes. Flat butts, big boobs, whatever the case. Can you fry chicken? Can you not? You could got your ordering game on point, whether she works or she doesn't. Women, black women especially, you know what, I think I also posted as a black female in the black female delegation, if the white female delegation or the Latina delegation, mm-hmm. would you guys like to take him? No
absolutely
I still
not.
Haven't gotten a response. I'm waiting for that response.
I'm Mexican and Samoan, so if I hear something like that, I don't take that as a compliment. Because I'm getting boobs or a booty and I can make some fried chicken, that doesn't put me above anyone else. So I don't think that's a compliment at all. If you thought that was a compliment because you're white and you're Mex and you're Hispanic, you gotta do more than, you gotta bring more to the table than boobs, ass, and fried chicken.
Unless you're, okay, let me not say that.
Let's not.
But Trick, I'm not gonna give you any more airtime for this, because I'm totally disappointed in you.
So he's definitely a nah.
He's a nah to the
nah.
I should have got that video. Hell nah to the nah. Sorry,
yes,
Trick.
Yes.
No love from me. Mm. I'll be interested in seeing what my female rappers in Miami think also too. So when I go home, hopefully I bump into a couple people.
Yes, I think it's enough from me too. The Mexican.
On a note of people who are doing something in the music community actively.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Let's move on to music. Drake, honestly, one of my favorite mm-hmm. entertainers right now. He just released 4 new songs on OVO Radio on his birthday. And one of them in particular, 2 Birds, 1 Stone, he had a diss to Kid Cudi. And Kid Cudi right now is going through a mental illness, and he went to Facebook, he
shared it
and his thoughts, and he received a lot of positive responses to that. And I commend you, Kid Cudi. I hope you are doing well. But Drake, let me just read one part of the lyrics. It says,
"Oh, Drake."
Yeah, I know, Drake. Come on, man. "You were the man on the moon. Now you just go through phases. Life of angry and famous. Rap like I know I'm the greatest." And he also later on the song says, "Look what happens when you talk to me. Crazy. Is you crazy?" So just throwing jabs to the mental illness.
But do we think it's really? Because the moon has phases. Everyone has phases. I'm playing the devil's advocate here because I haven't heard the whole thing. I did hear about, you know, what he said. And I know sometimes people do take things out of context. But does that really feel like a complete diss to his depression? He didn't say anything about your post. He didn't say anything that... Because it seems to me, if we didn't know about Kid Cudi's struggles... Illness. Yeah. If we didn't know about that and he said that... It would have been like a regular diss to me. Like,
right.
That's how I try to play devil's advocate to not jump on bandwagons, you know.
Right. But, and I think the reason why people are thinking about this is because Drake is so ready to fry whoever disses him.
Mm-hmm.
Meek Mill, for example.
Oh,
killed
no.
him.
No. Well, he killed him by PowerPoint, which was great. It no was, violence needed.
But
loved
like
it.
I just was. I mean, he's. Probably come back king.
That's talent.
So when he said that, people are thinking like, oh my gosh, she has
because
to
of
because of whoever disses him is they're gonna get something right thrown right back at them. And he hadn't really said anything back to him. Uh-huh. Just like little, I think he was at a Kanye concert. He was just like, "You talking so much? You need to cutty," which is basically like the Cut It song.
Gotcha.
I don't know. And they're waiting for Drake to do something. And I don't think Drake would do something like this and go after like mental illness. I think he has. I would hope so. He has enough sense to do that. But Kid Cudi responded. And what said it said more words, but I'm just gonna say he basically said, "Say it to my face,"
mm-hmm.
with extra rated R words.
I love to see it's
on Twitter.
I love to see the thumb thugs go at it. It's cute.
Twitter fingers.
Yeah, the Twitter fingers. Yeah, be careful. But I may have to listen to the whole thing and come to my complete decision. But at the moment, I can't say that I feel like that's a complete diss to his mental health. And if it is, then Drake, you do need to apologize because that is not cool, especially mental health.
He's receiving
issues.
A lot of backlash for that,
you know,
on social media.
It's something, and especially in the African American community, that we don't, you know, talk about a lot, and we should. So when someone like Kid Cudi comes out and talks about it, it hopefully it helps other people to go and get therapies, mm-hmm. and get help, because there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, we all have issues, and you know, we should definitely take advantage of resources if they're out there.
But as we close, mm-hmm. we're just going to go on a positive note. We have Kid Ink's One Day video, which I thought was amazing. Mm-hmm. It just released yesterday. You can go ahead and play it.
Oh, let's see.
It's called One Day. It's dope. I like it a lot.
Since I knew then that I was built for this, told me I was tripping, and then they start acting different. It's the day that I woke up and I had to make a decision.
I'm gonna make it one day, one day. I'm gonna be famous one day.
I really like this song. I mean, this is my first time actually, mm-hmm. like, listening to the lyrics and stuff. It was cool to see the different shots of Los Angeles, where he grew up. You see Washington Boulevard. Mm-hmm. You see South Central. You see different places and parts of his lifestyle growing up. And he's saying that he's going to make it one day. Like, it's a very positive song. And I like to see that from rappers, just to see
this
a different side.
Was
of not
the essence of hip-hop and rap.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I've kind of turned my back to most of it because our generation, I feel like...
It's just ratchet and just about.
Yeah, we could. You gotta be like Tupac and have a range. Mm-hmm. You could talk about the, you know.
J. Cole's actually pretty good too.
I've heard that. Yeah, J. Cole, and I definitely love me some Kendrick Lamar. But like artists like this coming up in a generation where, you know, all you have to do is pretty much have a good hook beat and some naked chicks in a video and
right.
your song's popping. It's good to see someone who's still true to the origins of it. I mean, I'm not telling you have to be a preacher boy the whole time, but have some range. That's why for me Tupac is still number one.
Oh, for sure.
As a rapper, because he had range. Brenda's Got a Baby too, How Do You Want It? Mm-hmm. Like, that's range. And, you know, storytelling, that's the core of this. And if you're only repeating the same word over and over,
the same beat, same,
you're not telling me a story, and I am not feeling that. And he's open and vulnerable, which I love, because people love to talk about how much money they don't have.
And yeah. and that he's and just one day, like, he's going to make it. And just coming, just to see his life and where he grew up. Mm-hmm. And I just encourage everyone to, that they haven't seen this video, to see it. And just, you know, just have some motivation. I mean, he is making it. He is a great rapper. Mm-hmm. But, you know, look where he started. You know,
started so from is, the bottom. This now
is,
we here.
This is inspirational. So I'm glad. I want to leave that with you for the weekend. Mm-hmm. If you think you're not going to make it, you're going to make it one day.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Words of Kid Cudi. Well, that's our show tonight. Today.
Fun. Yes. Hopefully, you know,
short and sweet.
Bring some more to you guys and bring some fun guests. So let us know who you want on the show.
Yes, definitely.
Don't forget to hashtag BHL next. You know, tweet us, Instagram us.
Yes, and watch us every Fridays at 3 o'clock. We're gonna start at 3 o'clock next Friday. We'll have more guests and everything. But yes, follow everything Black Hollywood Live at blackhollywoodlive.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at BHL Online, and also like our show on YouTube. Comment, please, leave us a comment. Let us know what's going on. If you liked it, who you'd like to see next. Who you want us to talk about. Mm-hmm. We're all for it. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA. And
you can follow me on Twitter at MICH_MadisonTV. But I am mostly having fun on Instagram at Michelle_MadisonTV. Have fun, guys, and happy Halloween.
Happy Friday, y'all. Mm-hmm.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.